The opinions expressed on the ACB Media Network are those of the content providers and should not be viewed as an endorsement of any product or service. Nor does it reflect the views of the American Council of the Blind, its elected officials, or its staff.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Jump into the leadership game. Rise to the challenge and apply to become a DKM First Timer or a JP Morgan Chase Fellow. This is an exciting experience that will take your leadership skills to a new level. You'll learn from ACB passionate leaders and mentors. You continue your leadership journey. Don't delay. Apply today. For more information, please visit https://www.acb.org/2023firsttimers or contact Kenneth Simeon Sr. at simeon.k@outlook.com.
Okay, and welcome, Pam. And how is that guy? Is that guy all better? Welcome, everyone, to have a cup of Joe with Joe. Now, the good thing, it's extremely early here on the West Coast, so. Oh, not anymore? Okay, good. Yeah, well, I'm on my second, so hey, I'm doing great. I want to first of all welcome my committee members that are here and that are on Zoom or that's at home. The ones that are up here is Artis Basin. Artis is, I know Artis. This is one of the things we were talking about as far as mentoring. Not intentionally, but she makes me feel so comfortable being the ACB membership chair. So I literally can go to for her for whatever. Also, Christy Crespin. Christy. Christy's been so vocal and passionate about all the things that we mentioned in the membership committee, and we wouldn't have gotten a lot of things, well, what we've done so far this year without her. And we got very strong voices on the membership committee. Of course, that's what I love. And of course, obviously, Pam Metz, obviously, you guys know her. See, I kind of knew, but I found out that she didn't like me at first when I, but now she's okay with me. She's okay with it. Okay. I'm not the only one that lives in L.A. Larry lives well, not in LA. Oh, sorry, that's the Angels there. That's Orange County. One of the things, also want to welcome one of the ones who on the national level is that I'm a part of the mentoring program of Kenneth Simeon is here. Hello, Kenneth. Not to talk about that, but okay. Kenneth, raise your hand, see if everybody can see it. Kenneth's gonna say any words for us over there? Okay, well, say, I won't pay you to say any words. I'm sorry. I would if I had the money. Kenneth is awesome. I love Kenneth. One of the things, first of all, I wanted to talk about some of the things that we have done. We've talked about a lot, but one of the things that I wanted to accomplish here is I wanted to make it a more welcoming, make us more welcoming to our chapters, our affiliates, to our members, And who at large members, you're included. Well, you're a member. I don't separate that. I mean, I know for purposes of what's your name? Yes, you're at large, but you're a member to me. Yeah, that's all. You're just a regular member. Now, we don't we do a lot of and I've mentioned this before, we do a lot of things right, but some of the things we don't, and we don't welcome our new members. Maybe on the state level, maybe on a chapter and an affiliate level, but not on the state level. But one of the things that I wanted to accomplish is to come up with a letter, just a letter, just to so we can email out to our new members. We've done that. That letter is sitting on Gabe Griffith's desk for approval right now. So we're waiting for him to do that. But then we'll start that soon. Also, the second thing was this is my first convention in person, and I wanted to give out the chapter slash affiliate of the ward. We're doing that tonight, so I'm really excited about that. Yes, we are.
Really?
Yeah, the vote is in, and the people have spoken, as I say. So we given that that well, that'll be a part of the banquet tonight. We've also discussed are we still going to get it into we just because leadership is huge. As you know, if you been to the candidate if you went to the candidates forum all throughout this convention, you've heard about leadership and mentoring and things like that. Well, we totally support the board at doing what they're doing, but as part of the membership, one of our goals is to create educational seminars. So we're gonna create a leadership seminar. And one of the things, if you guys remember yesterday, one of the things that I'm very proud of myself and my committee of, if we say something, we're gonna do it. And I've heard that's been said before. It's going to happen this time. And I also we also accepting I listen to everyone. And Jamie and Shayna has already reached out, and I'll be taking their input as well. And if you guys have any input, I'll take you guys' input as well. But so we're that's one of our priorities we're going to work on. Also, as far as we all talk about new members, yes, we do need younger members. We do, and I support that. But what about our older members too? Like those who've been here for 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 years, we need at least some recognition, and we need assistance from them. So we will be working on that too, trying to come up with a program for that. Okay, though whatever yeah, I should agree with that. Seasoned or experienced, if you wanted, if you chose that, that's fine. Okay, yeah. Judging by the those Repeat what? Forget. Oh, Zoom. Can I hear? Okay. Seasonally challenged. Was that the one? Chronicologic advanced. Okay. I like that. Yeah. Was this Vivian up here?
Yes.
Welcome. Let's welcome Lim. I didn't know she was here. Vivian, hey. Thank you, Vivian. So some and I actually give a lot of credit to Pam on thinking up that because, we all focus on younger members and we want to get younger. We want more people, and Pam. It wasn't contentious, but I have no problem with but with all my committee members expressing their feelings. So that was something she had mentioned. I'm like, well, we don't do anything for older members either. That's just we'll work on something like that. Okay. Seasoned. Okay. Whatever. I don't know.
Seasoned.
There you go. One thing I didn't know is we have a bunch of guidelines and things that has not been updated. Yeah, it's okay, Guillermo. No, it's not your. Guillermo, you're awesome. I tell you, you're awesome. I actually like Guillermo. But he's the one that started. He said sorry. I'm like, you're okay, Guillermo. I wouldn't even know about the membership committee if it wasn't for Guillermo. So I definitely want to thank him for that. But we're working on that, and Artis is going to assist with that. I think Christy is as well. So we do have a plethora of things that we're definitely working on, and I've also gotten even things that we're not really that's not really in the purview of the membership committee. We still try to come up with ideas and pass them along. Another issue we were talking about, and actually I haven't got in touch with my only one of the committee members, Dorini, and mentioned it, and I actually wanted to come up with, and this is it's not in the final stages yet, but we want to come up with it, because on the president's call there was it really heard something that troubled me. Some people in the local chapter level doesn't want to run because they're scared they're going to do something wrong, or they don't know what a board position or a director is. We're out to change that. We want to come up with an orientation, more than likely, probably at least at next year's convention, at least like to explain what a director does, what to explain what a treasurer does. I mean, we need stuff like that. Okay. Artist told me she has manuals on those too. Six. I'm lucky. I'm so fortunate. I mean, we are all fortunate. I don't even know that either, but we're going to work on those. We're also going to work on, doing little thing now. I'm strong dealing with advocacy, but I really want more members, more chapters and affiliates to participate in the chapter/affiliate of the year award. I was a little disappointed about how many submissions we got. We need more. And what do we need? Yes, it can be a project, but it just could be something you do. Like if you have planned something for White Cane Day, or simple, something simple like that. So I would love more submissions on that too. But we definitely want more submissions, and we want more chapters to work with each other. I know even for fun, the San Francisco chapter and the ACB Capital chapter, we get on and I know a couple of years ago, we got on Zoom just to check out the Dodger Giants game. We want more chapters to do things like that. So we, as you said, we have a lot, and we're going to try to do as much as we can. If you guys have any questions for me or our lovely committee that's up here, I'm ready to accept those questions. We end at 8:45, so hey, got some time. Any questions or comments too? I thought we could have wait for the mic.
Because we're on Zoom.
Yeah. Well, if we have any members on Zoom,
Frank
as well.
Frank Belty.
Okay. Go ahead, Frank.
I have an idea that what I would like to do to encourage members is that I want to get myself a business card with CCB on it that I with my email and phone number on it. And if anybody has a suggestion for an accessible website where I can order them, because I tried Vistaprint and it wasn't accessible. So if anybody has a suggestion for that, that would be nice.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you. You see, that's what I like. I love. Anyone else?
I have no raised hands in Zoom right now.
Good morning, everybody on the membership committee. This is Stephanie Watts. Pardon me. And I just want to applaud you, Joe, for just stepping forward and your committee as well. I think that what you're presenting right now sounds very exciting. And as a member of ACB Capital Chapter and, of course, our state affiliate, I mean, I'm just proud. I'm just proud of the committee. So thank you guys very much. That's my comment.
Thank you, Stephanie. And by the way, the committee says thank you, too. Yes, you did. I heard it.
Hi, it's Karen Schroeder.
Hi, Karen.
Hey. I love the membership committee. I've actually was just telling someone I miss being on it because I used to be very involved. Thank you, Vivian. anyway, I was wondering if it looks like you've got a good committee here. I didn't hear how many, six people maybe?
Oh, we actually have nine.
Nine. I think it would be awesome if you guys could create like liaisons to chapters and affiliates so that people would know who they could go to with questions, issues, compliments, exciting things to share, whatever. And they would know which of you they could go to as a liaison. That's just my thought.
Like the idea. I like it. Cool. Yeah, I should do like that idea. Oh, I also wanted to say one more thing where that we're going to eventually work on too. We want to, especially if we have any presidents out there, we want to get with you because we want to create, we want to create a profile of like a podcast, a profile of your chapter, profile your chapters and affiliates. So we want to work on that too. So if you guys want, you can get in touch with us for that too.
Good. Oh, okay. Good morning, everybody. This is Pam. One of the things I like to see us do on the membership committee, and we've talked about it, and Vita has yelled about it, and others have yelled about it, is a leadership seminar. Because one of the things we all need to find in CCB or any other organization that we belong to is our own niche and where we work the best at. And after watching Shauna Ray and Joshua and others last night,
yes,
I think it's important, and listening to Phil talk about Shauna Ray, and I love Phil. He's my treasurer and host always for Kahlua. Him with Shauna Ray, I don't even know Shauna Ray. And Shauna, whatever. Oh, yeah, I'm calling Shauna because everybody called her Shauna last night.
She's keep getting
She's
the more
I don't call her Shauna now. But but Shauna did a great job. And
yes, she did.
She's working hard to learn how to find her niche in CCB. So I think it's important that, and one of the things that Ken used to tell me all the time was find your own place. Find where you fit in and love to work, and that will be where you will stay. So I think if we set up some type of leadership seminar in the next year, and each of us can help those of us coming behind, those of them coming behind us, that sentence did not sound right. Will be able to find their own place in CCB, and it'll make it a stronger organization.
Thank you, Pam. And I also want to say, yeah, the leadership seminar will happen. It will. Over my dead body, it will happen. But I do want to say the leadership and mentorship never ends. Like Christy and I, is we're both on the ACB mentoring as well right now. So we're constantly learning. And I love to learn from seasoned ACB or CCB members all the way to our newest members. I don't discriminate. I just love to learn. We have any other?
Yeah. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
Anthony Signorelli from Glendale, Burbank area chapter. And I have a couple comments. Okay. One on the issue of accessible cards, business cards. Uh-huh. I do believe that National Braille Press offers something along those lines. And in talking about that, we just had a transition of officers this year. Uh-huh. We had our LAX actually in November. And when I was handed over a little case, in it was a number of business cards that basically they were not accessible, but they were business cards that talked about CCB, and you know, they were membership cards is what they were. And so I'm wondering, you know, maybe down the road here, our chapter doing something with that as well, and that is doing some accessible cards that talk a little bit about membership, not, you know, just a blurb on it with a phone number and a name, and going down the road with that. That sounds like a good idea to me. One more thing, and that is I'm a musician, and you know, a lot of people say, you know, boy, geez, I appreciate musicians, and I wish the heck I could play an instrument. And I need people to realize that you need an audience as well, you know. In other words, yeah, we do need people to step up and be off, but we also need people just to be there and hear what's going on and perhaps take an interest in that way. So we want to encourage people to run for things. We had a little bit of trouble this year with our elections, with people wanting to step up. And I actually feel that a lot of that had to do with the issue of us being cut off for a couple years by COVID. Could be wrong. Could be something else. It might be the nature of things, because even before that, people were not connecting very well. You know, it was like I'd rather be on a phone than talk to somebody in person. So, at any rate, just some thoughts. And I tried membership. I was on the membership committee. I've been on a few different committees. What I'm trying to say here is, yeah, it takes time to find where you really fit. Really does. That's it.
Thank you. And what I do want to say is thank you. And hey, is that you trying to turn me off, Larry? I think it's Larry. No, just joking.
Joe, this is David.
Go ahead, David.
Okay, thank you. I have two comments. First of all, I remember many, many years ago, mm-hmm, when Bob Acosta was president, the CCB produced a brochure in partnership with KCSN Radio in Northridge, and they produced a beautiful audio brochure that described what CCB was. It welcomed new members. It talked about some of our accomplishments, and it was wonderful. I wish we could find it and update it. I wonder if we still have it in the files. It certainly made me feel welcome. The other thing is that I remember we used to organize legislative seminars, and we organized them not just for the Governmental Affairs Committee. We organized them for everybody, and we invited people. We talked about how a bill makes its way through the legislature, how a bill becomes law, because we wanted our members to know about it. We didn't necessarily assume that every single one would be an advocate. We wanted them to be involved with the process. so they could follow it. And I would like to urge us to start organizing some legislative seminars. Thank you.
Like it, David. I love it. What about, how about, because I do know artists being on the governmental affairs committee, but how does my members feel about a legislative seminar for everyone? Yeah. You guys like that idea?
Yeah. How to be an advocate.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
This is Libby Ostergaard from Fresno. I had a question. Somebody mentioned, did I cut you off?
Oh, okay. Well, I just wanted to say that, well, speaking with artists, that's something we could possibly consider with the governmental affairs and legislative committees. The membership could work on together with that, David. And, that's a priority to you. It's a priority to us as well. So we'll definitely look at that and see what we can come up with. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, Joe, I didn't mean to cut
you off.
Oh,
no problem. No problem.
I know we have, you know, a 1-800 number for our office here, but I was wondering if would it be feasible? And I know, you know, sometimes these 1-800 numbers or whatever, they can be pretty costly. Would it be possible to have something like that besides the office so that, you know, people could call and they need, you know, help finding out, I live so-and-so, because I have some friends in Menifee down by Temecula, and I've been trying to get them to join for years. And they're like out in the boondocks and there's no, you know, there's no way they can get to chapters or anything because it would take them an hour or 2 hours just to get to Riverside to go to their chapter and stuff. So I'm wondering if a phone number like that would be feasible to help people, you know, and I guess this would go along with contacts like the liaison, you know, like chapter liaisons would be the person that they would, you know, could contact and stuff to find out, you know, well, I live in this area, so I could be in, you know, I'd be in this chapter and this, that, and the other.
I love it, Libby. By the way, I actually used to live in Lake Elsinore, so I did take Temecula. I'm very familiar with that. I love the mall over there, by the way, too. So, yeah, it is. So I do take, I love the idea of, we'll talk to our committee and we'll and other chapters and affiliates and see what we can come up with. I love the idea, though. Thank you, Libby.
So this is Allison, your Zoom host. We have a raised hand whenever you're ready.
Good. I'm ready.
All right. We have a telephone number ending in 879. You may unmute.
I was about to say, hey, Linda S.
Hi, Linda.
Linda Samoski.
Good morning, welcome, Linda. Everybody. Oh, my goodness. Good. I didn't know that you were on Media 8, and I just tuned in a little early, and there you were, and I was so happy. You made my day.
She's my favorite co-chair, by the way, for membership for IDC. But go ahead.
And congratulations last night for your board position. I'm so happy. I love our board. And I know we're going to move forward and progress. But anyway, I do have a suggestion. I think that we need to look more outside the organization and do an outreach campaign and maybe contact our local centers who serve people who are blind. And I know that, you know, centers get a little bit touchy about, well, if we do it for CCB, then we got to do it for NFB. And well, NFB can, you know, do their own outreach campaign and we could do ours. So maybe it would entail calling the centers and then sending the membership brochure or letter or whatever it is we have out to the program coordinators so that they know about us, and whenever they give out resources, then they could give out our information. Or even when clients are in private counseling sessions, if they need a little more support or they need to go, you know, they need more interaction with people who are blind, that they could just pull out their flyer and say, hey, there's this organization out there, and, you know, maybe you'd like to get in contact with them and see what they're about. And so I think we should do like a membership campaign like that, and try to get more people interested in CCB.
Yeah, I love it. The answer to that is I actually completely agree. Now, some of our chapters have done that. For example, I know with thanks to Leslie, Margie, and the ACB Capital chapter, they were trying to get King's tickets on Ticketmaster, and it wasn't accessible and on the website. And by the time you called, they were sold out. That has been changed. And matter of fact, ACB Capital Chapter Disability Rights, we both had a table at the Golden One Center, and also the Kings gave us tickets to a VIP suite as well, and let Regina speak in front of the whole crowd to tell them about the ACB Capital Chapter and CCB. So that's one example. Another example was we partnered with the NFB down here in Sacramento, and now we get IRA for free at the airport. So we partnered with the NFB for that. So we do that. I think we need to do more of it, though. Yeah.
Hi, this is Nellie Emerson.
Hello, Nellie.
And by the way, I used to live in Mead Valley on the way to Lake Elsinore. So I'm very familiar with that area. Mm-hmm. And there are two chapters that the friends in Menifee can join. And one of them, ABIV, does virtual meetings. So they certainly could be included. But I wanted to talk about a different type of outreach, and that is public service announcements on television. A lot of people watch TV, including families of blind people and blind people. And I think that we really need to get with the program. In the past, CCB did have, I mean, I'm talking a long time ago, we did have some PSAs that were viewed statewide on about 50 major TV stations. And they were played over a period of about 5 months. I was on one of those PSAs, by the way, riding my horse. Anyway, I think that, and Ken Collars, the NASA guy, and some other people, we need to, look at that. And there's probably some low-cost ways of being able to accomplish that. And get ourselves on the air.
Thank you, Nellie. Like the idea. Mm-hmm.
Good morning. Well, I have a hard question. No, I don't. Sure. I have a comment.
Yeah, who are you?
Oh, I didn't introduce myself. I'm your wife. Oh. anyway, my comment is that...
Still didn't introduce yourself.
Whatever we... if I did something good, my name's Regina. If not, I'm Joe's wife. My idea is that at every level, including the committee level, at the state level, but all the way down to our chapters and affiliates, we have to value our members. And an elephant in the room is those of us that say, oh, this person in our chapter, they just want to do social things. They don't do anything. That's not true. First of all, that's where they're at for that time. That doesn't mean they're going to stay there. Second of all, they serve a purpose. If it's to welcome people in, to be a part of helping people to stay because they do something fun and don't just always, you know, have serious things. We all know that's important. And as time goes on, we had several people in our own chapter that once they were encouraged and helped along, now anytime we have a phone call to make because we need to call the governor's office or whatever, they will do the phone calls. They call me and they say, okay, what's the phone number again? And where do I call? And what do I say? And we go over it and they do it. They'll call me back. I made the phone call. And so sometimes just helping people feel valued makes the biggest difference. And any way that the membership committee can do that, and it needs to filter down to our chapters. Sometimes if you're not getting as much interest in your chapter, maybe people don't feel valued. And it might not be intentional because we're all busy. And sometimes we forget to take that little extra time to make each person feel valued. I have a lot of people in my chapter and I love it because each one of them is special to me in a different way. Thank you.
Thank you. Now we almost come to it. We only got like 3 minutes left. I think the mic has to be ready for an interview there. So do we have any other people on Zoom?
Oh.
Moment.
Zoom.
No, but Vita's here.
Okay. Well,
Vita, can I go?
Okay. We got a couple minutes, I guess.
2 minutes. Okay. Can do it.
All right. Go ahead. Yeah.
All right. 1 minute. Two things. One is you have a lot of things the committee wants to do. And my suggestion is you set up priorities.
Mm-hmm. That's
because
what
happens is when you have 9-10 things you want to do, they don't all get done 100%, right? So
right. That's
my suggestion, like set 2 or 3 things aside that are going to occur in the next year. This is just a suggestion. And then the second thing I want to say for all of us, thank our volunteers at every meal, any conversation you have with them, they are absolutely wonderful.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
So are the servers. Yes, I agree. We got to come. So are the servers, too. Thank you, the servers. I do want to say thank you for bringing that up, because one of the leadership seminar, for example, was something I think me and Bob had just discussed just in passing. I seen the response on the president's call, so I made that a priority. So we're going to get to some of these, but yeah, that there some of them are priorities. That is a priority. The orientation to me is a priority, because if we don't know what a director is, or if we don't know what a treasurer does, and then it's something that we're doing wrong as a whole state. So that's something we gotta educate and do more of. So thank you, Vita. Okay. And we also have artists here. Okay. What is it? Okay, isn't it 8:45 already? Okay. Okay, go ahead. Well, artist or Larry? Go ahead, artist. Well, you would have to. You have to speak into the mic.
Okay.
You can eat the mic. There you go.
Okay, I just wanted to make the comment that remember, almost every month there's an ACB membership focus call, and anyone can join those calls. It's not just for ACB leadership. People and presidents of affiliates. It's for anyone. And our next focus call is the fourth Sunday in April, but it's going to be on the importance of being in a chapter or affiliate. So often I hear people say, well, I can be at large. Well, now people don't have an excuse because there are many chapters throughout the state and country who do Zoom. So you don't have to be near someone. So it is very important to be part of a chapter and affiliate, because then you can be more active and get to know a lot more people. So I want to encourage you to be on that call. Thanks. It's the fourth Sunday. I believe it's the 23rd. It's 6 p.m. Pacific.
The 9, okay. Pam says, make sure to say it's 9 o'clock Eastern. Okay. All right. Do we have anyone? Larry, do we have a mic back there for Larry or no? Okay. Okay, go ahead, Larry.
We are, for anybody who needs to take a break, we're gonna meet back here again at 9 a.m. Pacific. Before that, I thought it would be cool, and so did Sarah, to have Kenneth Simmons Sr. come by and just chat informally about stuff, just anything. We're going to get to know him a little bit. You're going to know him tomorrow night, or pardon me, God, it's Saturday already. Tonight, even a little more. Kenneth, I'm going to give you this mic. Where are you? There you are. Let's welcome Kenneth and say thank you and welcome to Northern California.
Good morning, everyone. I'm glad to be with you all today. Looking forward to speaking to you this evening at the banquet.
So tell us a little bit about your journey with regard to ACB, because you are now a board member, you're part of DKM, and probably a lot of other stuff I don't know about. So tell us briefly in a short amount of time.
Okay, years ago, yeah. After experiencing vision loss and hearing loss, I'm totally deaf in one ear, I joined a support group in my local area. They introduced me to ACB, so we began to travel to Houston every year. I mean, 5 years we did. We're members of the Houston chapter, but because of transportation issues, we began to start our own chapter in 2009. So that's been 13 years now that we're striving. We started out with 16 and have grown to 54. And we are all serving in some way within our affiliate. So I have been second vice president for 3 terms of the ACB of Texas, served on the ACB membership committee. So I enjoy what you all are speaking about today, because I think working with artists on the ACB membership committee years ago really helped me out to learn more about ACB. I really enjoy the keys to the convention seminar at the ACB convention. So I'm looking forward to seeing some of you all in Schaumburg this year.
One of the things that you're doing now, and the deadline is fast approaching, is suggesting that anybody who would like to get involved with the DKM First Timers Award do that quickly, because I believe the deadline is April 3rd.
The deadline comes up on Monday, a few days away.
Tell us about that.
Now, we have 2 different awards, and these are leadership development awards that we give out each year, and we recognize 2 DKM First Timers. That's someone who has never attended an in-person conference and convention for ACB, and we will select 1 person, 1 applicant from the east, and 1 from the west of the Mississippi River. And so far, we've gotten some pretty good number of applicants, and we will begin to interview them and all. But we also have the J.P. Morgan Chase Leadership Fellows Award, and that award can be given to someone who has been serving for a while. Some people may have been in leadership before and decided to take a break. It could be for various reasons, employment, or even care of being a caregiver for a while. So we asked them to even consider applying for that award, because you could have attended a convention before and still be considered for that award. So the deadline is coming up. We have an online application for the first time this year, and you can find that at acb.org on the main page. And I'm here for any questions that anyone may have. My information has been given out several times through ACB Media, and I'm hoping that we get some great applicants this year.
Kenneth, you've been a board member now for just a little bit. Are there some things on the ACB prospectus that you would like to see and would like to strive for?
Sure. When I ran for the board in 2021, one of the things that I made sure that I wanted everyone to know that my personal chore would be to really help out in sustaining ACB. And that all connects with DKM, the work that we do on that committee. But even now we have the ACB mentoring program. And we had our first cohort to be a part of a pilot program that began last September and will conclude this June 15th. And we will recognize that group at the national convention this year. And we'll also have a special reception for them so we can show our appreciation to them for being a part of the program. And then we will also announce the second cohort coming up for the year of 2023 going into 2024.
Wow, that sounds pretty cool. And the mentoring program continues as well, correct?
Yes, that's correct. And about sustaining ACB, the work that I want to do and continue to do and work with our board of directors is to make sure that we are doing some things like your membership committee spoke about today. So I push this all the time. Succession planning is the most important thing. Everything we do, we should be thinking about who's coming behind us and do whatever we can to prepare the path for them to serve well. So I'm hoping that every committee and every affiliate would take the time, if they haven't done so, to develop like responsibilities for the committee, make sure that everybody knows what their assignment is. I believe people serve well if they understand and feel that they fit into where you are trying to fit them in. It's good to get to know members. I've heard people say that you have to meet people where they are. That's very true. But at times we need to get to know them even better to find out where they've been in order to help them to share all those abilities and experiences that they have had in the past that might be really good for ACB.
I believe it's my goal as president of my chapter to find people, talk to people, and allow them to be whoever they want to be in terms of position, in terms of volunteering. And if they want to volunteer, I think we could probably have just about everybody in my chapter doing something. And it depends on their life. It depends on what they're doing. It might be something really huge, something maybe not as huge, but it gives them a chance. And I would love to see this convention double in size next year with people who have an interest in it because they're doing something.
Yes, we have to care so much about our members that they feel it, they know that they matter, and also try to get to know them so well that you know where they may best serve or fit and give them those opportunities. Sometimes older members may have to accept the fact that when we get younger people in, we're going to also have to work with those who have families and understand that they may have children at times. They may have to even attend chapter meetings. So are we planning for that ahead of time to welcome them? If we want them and we know that there will be, they will be the group that will help us to keep moving forward in all of our affiliates and even on the national level. So we have to find ways to include them and be open and receptive to their ideas. I encourage all of our older members. I've heard people say, we've always done it this way. Well, some things are changing, and we have to move with that change if we want to keep moving forward. So we have to make sure we are open to new ideas. And at times, instead of knocking someone's idea down, offer a way to enhance that idea that they have presented. And make sure you take time to understand where they're coming from.
What's that? Are you talking to us? Okay. We have just a couple of more minutes. And because we have in our possessions, Kenneth and I, both handheld mics, it will make it very difficult for you to ask questions. But we will be doing some Q&A tonight at the banquet. Kenneth will be chatting. And if you have questions that you've not asked before, you'll have that opportunity as well. Soon, very soon, we will continue and we'll have our first panel, our first panel of today, and we will continue on. So in the remaining minute or two that we have left, Kenneth, is there anything that I didn't ask you that you would just love to get out to people?
Wow. Well, I think that we all should try to work better together, understand one another, really listen well to what people are saying, give them a chance to speak before we begin to speak in the middle of what they are saying. Once I heard Regina say that we should let our members know that they are valued, they would really feel valued when they know that they're being heard, giving them a chance to share their ideas and all. So it's important that we begin to care more about one another and let it be known that people matter. Everybody is just not our new members, our older members. But one thing I always like to say about our older members, sometimes we're focusing on adding new younger members in, but we also have to continue to value our older members, pull from their knowledge and wisdom to help us move forward in special ways as well. So, and I always like to tell everyone, as long as you're living and breathing, that's something that you are meant to be here to do. And don't feel sad in your day without trying to find out something that you can do that will be good to help someone else along the way. Then your needs will be met once you give more of yourself. Learn all you can and be a part of the group that will be moving forward. And think positive. I'm going to say some things tonight about that, but I'm honored to be here and so glad to be in your presence.
Thank you, Kenneth. Terrific. Let's give him a warm round of applause. Thank you very much. So stay tuned. The next panel comes up shortly. Okay.